You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
The image of God, and what better way to do it right in the womb? Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we should have billboards that say, "Are you pregnant? Call us for free help," or something like that.
There's a lot of
numerous
billboards.
Ed Dasaret, who is an amazing guy, he should be on your show one day. He has
a whole billboard ministry. He goes all the way down to Key West to Jackson.
Georgia. Okay, he's expanded.
Actually, I have to give credit to him. He's the reason I have my show on WCNO.
Wow. Yeah, he's one
that introduced
awesome.
Me to people Wonderful. At the station.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He toured CareNet. He came and spoke for our organization, and then I asked him if he wanted to come by CareNet, and he was so kind to do that.
Now, do you guys have that? Did anybody, either of you, put that sign up in front of the studio there?
It's not one sign. It's got to be three, so it's all got to go together. But
But also, remember this, being a marketing guy, over 3,000 people read every t-shirt. Every church in Vero Beach, Florida, we should have some sort of a t-shirt ministry, maybe just black shirts with white lettering.
I think people just change their profile picture, you know? Change your profile picture just for a season while this is coming up. You know, that spreads awareness, you know? Put it on your headliner on Facebook, whatever it takes. Be visible about what people should be informed on.
Yeah. And just maybe challenge yourself to talk to a few people a day about it. And because many people don't, and I've talked to so many Christians who had no idea that this amendment was even going to be on the ballot.
They're surprised.
And they are very surprised.
We should have done? I should have asked Noah to put right in the middle of this show, right here between our names, should have been vote no on Amendment 4. So we do this again in the future. Let's remember to ask Noah to make a sign that would be on there that said vote no. Yeah. Now one thing I want to make sure we don't neglect this. Bonnie Martinelli, of course, is the executive director of CareNet. But I just saw a movie about 6 months ago, a phenomenal movie. The star of that movie, and it's all a true story. I never, as an old guy, knew about her, but I have heard, like, there's one song in particular, a praise song that just melts my heart when I hear it. And this very famous individual is coming this fall to Vero Beach, Florida. Tell us all about it, Bonnie.
Yes, we are so excited to be celebrating our 40th anniversary in Indian River County of saving lives. And God uses us also to transform lives for eternity. So Rebecca St. James, she is our singer and our keynote speaker. And the movie that you're talking about, Red, is called Unsung Hero, and it was fabulous. It was out in April about her life. And also, you may know or may not know, which I only found out not long ago, is her brothers are for King and Country.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going to be coming to sing live and to speak. And Rebecca was instrumental. The True Love Waits campaign that happened around 2010, 2012.
My wife listened to a lot of her stuff growing up.
So was my daughter. And so she, I believe, waited until I think she was 33 before she got married. And she waited for her husband.
Sure.
And so now with CareNet, we have a student services director. And it's the preventive arm of the Pregnancy Center, because we want to reach those teens before they need our services. And so Rebecca St. James was instrumental in that. And so she's going to come and sing. And then also she has a podcast on Focus on the Family about parenting. And so
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called Practice is Perfect. So Parenting as Perfect.
Okay.
It's a catchy, but I can never remember it, but it's something like that. And so, I've listened to a lot of her interviews, and so she's going to be great. So it's October 29th. Mm-hmm. It's a Tuesday night. It's at the IG Center on Oslo Road, the big building with the red roof.
Mm-hmm.
We can fit 500 people there. The tickets are $100, and there's going to be a meal by 2J's. We also have sponsorships available. And if you pick a certain level, you get to have a VIP with Rebecca St. James and get your picture taken with her.
Okay.
And so we're super excited to be able to bring her to Indian River County and celebrate. It's going to be a night of celebration. We also will be talking about Amendment 4 briefly in case people haven't voted, because it's only like, what,
a month away. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, October 29th is our fundraiser, and then November 5th is
is the big vote. Yeah.
Yeah, a week away. Tuesday. So
now the CareNet over here has been in existence for 40 years. How many CareNets exist in the state of Florida?
There are about affiliated with CareNet over 1,500.
Okay.
But also there's Heartbeat International, and they have over 2,000.
Okay.
CareNet, we're affiliated with both. So we're affiliated with Heartbeat International and CareNet.
Wait a second. You said 1,500, not just in the state of Florida.
No, across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So next week,
only one per county, correct?
No, there can be several pregnancy centers per county. As a matter of fact, in Indian River County, we have two pregnancy centers. In Port St. Lucie County, they have several. So thank the Lord, there's pregnancy centers all over. And that's something else I didn't get to say. We also have this amazing baby boutique that a mom can get diapers, wipes, car seat, crib, stroller, high chair, clothes galore for her child up until 2.5, 3 years old. So we not only do that, and as a matter of fact, at CareNet, we hit a record for the month of August. We gave out over 7,300 diapers.
Wow.
Just in 1 month, 7,300 diapers in 1 month.
You know,
news about that is pulling in would-be mothers and pregnant mothers who might not otherwise come. That's why I was thinking, are you pregnant? Call us for, we will help you. And all of a sudden, some girl who's ignorant of all this comes in and she said, well, I'm pregnant. You say, well, first of all, and I can't afford to have diapers. I remember what it was like living myself in the ghetto of Troy, New York years ago. And didn't want to, I wanted to have a family, but I wouldn't have a family because I couldn't afford to have a family. And so if people know that, oh, wow, I mean, diapers are really expensive. Yeah. And you gave away 7,300 diapers?
Just in one month. Yeah, and we have mother that her baby's 17 months old, and not once has she had to buy diapers. Because she uses our services weekly, and she makes the most of the services. And it's amazing the thousands of dollars she has saved.
You can save yourself $40, $50 a month, and that's gas in your car tank. It's food on the table. You can offset some of your purchases because of people who give to these pregnancy centers, such as CareNet.
Yeah, and we are so grateful to the supporters of Indian River County that have supported this ministry for 40 years, and the churches and the individuals and the businesses. I mean, we wouldn't exist if it wasn't for everybody else, because we don't take any government funding.
Right.
Sure. I also want to let the people know there's some credibility here, because Pastor Trevor, he and his wife, who she's a physician's assistant for 11 years, they tried to get pregnant and that didn't work out. And so in the past year, Pastor Trevor and his wife have adopted 4 wonderful children. There's Chloe.
That's why I look a little
Robert.
Tired this morning.
I remember. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that these 4 precious children are in your hands. And that's another thing we do. We try to help our parents become better parents.
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, one of the things that I so love about CareNet and these pregnancy centers, comparatively to what the experience is when these moms and dads are going to the abortion clinic, is these doctors and nurses and whomever the workers are, they don't care who that person is the next week. They, once the deed has been done, they've moved on. For CareNet to really surround a woman and a father and a mother for over 2 years is incredible. Incredible. The amount of effort put in to help a mom be a mom and a dad be a dad, just shows you the heart of CareNet and the people who work there to assist these mothers. Jesus would say, whatever you've done for the least of these, you've done unto me. And so, I would challenge any of these Planned Parenthoods. They don't really care about their clients that come in. They're just a number for a day, and then they say, see you later. And yet CareNet walks alongside these parents and gives them a real opportunity to be the mother that God's called them to be. And that's amazing.
Well, you know, I just want to let everybody know that we are with Pharaoh's Voice magazine is stepping up. You'll see it this month. We are supporting Amendment 4 by putting a full page ad in our magazine for saying, you know, vote no on Amendment 4. I think we all need to jump in on this and not stand on the sidelines. Maybe I could, with my artwork, or create a T-shirt. Like I said, you know, 3,000 people read every T-shirt. We have an army out there of people that might want wear a T-shirt, and people might be saying, well, vote no on Amendment 4. They see it enough. I mean, these politicians know this. I mean, this is why you see their names and their photos all over the sides of the streets and everywhere, because people vote for that which they feel comfortable with. And if they've heard the name of Joe Smith, oh yeah, Joe Smith, I've heard him. I think I'll vote for him. It's why people, you know, have advertised in other media so people feel comfortable. It's why people will spend an extra dollar.
Imagine if every church in the state of Florida, I mean, we have natural billboards. We all have our little marquee out on the side of the road. Imagine if every church would put out on their marquee and keep it there at least for a month minimum, vote no on 4.
I was just going to speak on that. Christ Church with Anglicans for Life, they bought us 125 vote no on 4 signs.
Yes.
That we are distributing across Indian River County, and we would love for as many churches to have signs like your church. Mm-hmm. I know you have 3 out. You had 6, but you have 3 outside your church now. And I think because I forget what the statistics are. Like, I think over 70% of Floridians say that they're Christians. But if they see churches with the vote no on 4 signs, they'll think, huh, that church is against this. So maybe I should be against this.
Right.
And so, if it works out, CareNet in a few weeks is going to have a community. Let's see, we just put this together yesterday. Christian Community Leaders Breakfast to educate people on Vote No on 4. I think the date was September 26th. I just have to verify it with Point West.
Okay.
Get a final verification, and then we're going to have.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m. 7 a.m. or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
What I do, I'm not measured by how the world sees me. I have nothing to prove, can't be gauging my worth.